This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it.
It was crazy. As Andrew texted his family this morning, it was crazy and weird all in one.
Drama, am I right? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have a backup pair of shoes. I was like, well, what do we do?
Welcome back to Couple Things.
Podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
I actually had someone ask me last night what Couple Things is about. And I had to say the intro because I was like, I don't remember what our tagline is without saying like the full thing.
Did it go well?
It did. I was like, wait, what is our show about? It's, hey, I'm Sean. I'm Andrew. Welcome back to Couple Things Podcast. All about. There you go.
And you got it?
I got it.
Was that on the interview?
No. Oh. It was on the interview. Oh. What's up, everybody? We are currently in LA. We are in our hotel room.
Yes.
We head home here in a couple hours. But we wanted to give you all the stories from last night because it was crazy. As Andrew texted his family this morning, it was crazy and weird all in one.
Yeah, it was an amazing night, a memorable night, and a weird night also.
It's very weird.
I still don't know if we were actually invited to this thing or not.
Yeah.
But we didn't have tickets until we have a lot of stories.
I also felt very humbled last night. I was like, you know what? Okay, we are peasants in this world.
So first of all, for those joining, we're talking about the People's Choice Awards, which you all nominated us for.
Yes.
And to some extent, I feel like we let you down because since this is the People's Choice Awards, I feel like we let you down because I might be biased. I feel like we have the best fan base out there.
Yeah.
And we didn't bring it home for the peeps.
We didn't.
We didn't win. Spoiler alert. Second of all, Sean looked freaking good, dude. Thanks, you look good. Thanks. Let's go.
You looked hot. You have something green in your teeth.
Oh, do I really?
I'm not sure.
That's a bummer. Shoot.
You looked great. Thanks. Your all black suit with your Jordans. I was like, dang.
Here's what I want you to do is, first of all, recount some of the red carpets that you've been on.
Okay.
Because I have only done the ESPYs with you, which was fun, and this one, which was really fun. But you've done red carpets like since you were 12 years old, so.
I have done, let me think, I've done a bunch of like Disney movies back in the day when they like do Disney movie premieres. I have done Teen Choice Awards where I won awards, which was awesome. I did Kids Choice Award, which I won awards, which was awesome.
Casual flex.
I've done ESPYs multiple times. I did a Chris Evans movie. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Is that Captain America?
It wasn't Captain America. It was one before that.
Chris Evans is Captain America.
He is Chris Evans. Yeah. Is that right? Captain America. But one of his movies I went to... Oh, I went to one where I sat across from... Who's the epic voice?
James Earl Jones?
No, car insurance. Insurance voice. Deep. Epic.
Allstate. Welcome to Allstate.
Anyways, I sat across from like... I think it was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, he's... Okay. That is an epic voice. What are the...
Who plays God and Bruce Almighty? It was that guy.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman! I sat across the aisle from Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
So yeah, those are some of the ones that I've gone to.
So I know nothing about red carpets, knew nothing about it, but this has, for Sean, been like a 3 or 4 week process of getting everything ready. So first of all, If you saw Kim Kardashian last night with the fashion icon,
we did not live up to her fashion expectations or standards.
Fashion in general, I don't know if I'm ignorant or it's beyond my comprehension, but there's
terrible.
It's a different world. I'll just say
it is
that.
A different world.
But for you, it still took a lot of effort and planning.
It is red carpets. I have a love-hate relationship with red carpets because I think red carpets at the foundational level are awesome. It's a celebration of like an event. People are there to have communication with you and like talk about what's new in your life. There's all this like press. It's truly a celebration. However, I feel like over the years, society has turned it into this judgment carpet where you walk down a carpet and people are like, ooh, do we like what they're wearing? Is it a good enough designer? How did they compare to the other people? Are they relevant enough? It's truly become this like judgment. So the love-hate relationship is there's so much like, almost like when you plan a wedding, there's so much expected that you have to plan for and you have to like do a certain way. You have to hire a stylist. You have to get spray tans and you have to have hair and makeup and you have to have a publicist walk you down the aisle and you have to have like, all of this kind of put together. You have to have a car drop you off. If you don't do it the right way, people like look down on you for it, which is so annoying. So I've truly never done a carpet the right way because it's annoyed me and I never wanted to spend that much money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to do a red carpet. But this time, because we were doing the People's Choice and we actually used our team from Nashville, which saved a ton of money, we did it the right way. So we hired the stylist who got all of us ready. We basically just like fed into the LA lifestyle, but I will say it was fun. So when we got here and got dressed, we kind of felt like $1 million, which was awesome.
You freaking look like $1 million. I was just there to be the frame that holds the Mona Lisa, if you will.
You know? Love that line.
I know.
That's very sweet.
Will be answering questions. I see that Mandy is here. We got Michael. We got Will. We got a lot of people tuning in.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday. We're excited to tell you about all things People's Choice.
Yeah. Our computer just booted up, so yes. Now we can read your comments.
We're good to go.
Let's start back to when we did our styling fitting, like what our whole vibe was. So
first of all, we're doing a vlog about this. We'll show you all behind the scenes clips. The first rack of clothes that they brought in for Sean, I was like, none of these are what is going to happen here.
But it did.
It did. And that was a surprising part. But go ahead.
So the first, like our stylist, our couple things show, as you guys know, our colors are pretty much hot pink and purple, which is Andrew's nightmare. But you love purple and I like hot pink. So I thought it would be fun to do like a hot pink something. I usually wear black on the carpet.
You're talking about the colors for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I usually wear black on carpets just because I feel comfortable in black. But I was like, let's do hot pink. Why not? So my stylist pulled a hot pink suit and I love it. I loved it so much. I felt comfortable in it. It wasn't a dress. I didn't feel too girly. I felt like I was like me.
You cut the legs off?
We did cut the legs off. It was pants, so we turned it into shorts, which I liked. I like my legs, I'm not gonna lie. So I felt comfortable strutting my legs
around. That reminds me when I used to wear the zip-off pants. It's kind of the same concept. You just turn pants into shorts. Just like that.
But when we got here, again, we did the whole process the right way. So, like, we went through...
Not the right way.
Not
there's
the
right
no
way. Right
way. No, there is no right way. We did it big. But when we got here, because of LA and because of COVID protocol, the red tape that you had to go through to even get to the PCAs was insane. So you had to take tests before you got on a plane. You had to take tests when you got here. You had to upload your tests. You had to make sure you got to the venue 4 hours in advance, which Andrew did while I started getting ready to pick up
tickets. We rode bird scooters there, by the way. It was freaking epic. The little electric scooters.
But Andrew actually had to go pick up the tickets and the parking credentials for like the driver to get on the lot because of the security. It was such a mess and so much that you had to do. So he went and did that like 4 hours in advance. I went and got my nails done because they were heinous. And yeah, I really needed my nails done.
What does heinous mean?
Terrible. Mm. Terrible. And when we got back here, we started getting ready, or I started getting ready like 2 hours before we left. So hair and makeup showed up. I did this like slick back ponytail, which I'm still kind of wearing because it's just rock hard. And I did like pink eyeshadow and makeup to match my hot pink suit. But I will say, where do we start the chaos story?
It was chaos the entire time.
So we left here at 4 o'clock to make it to the event. And again, Andrew had left 4 hours in advance to go get all of our credentials, our tickets, our parking passes. We go down to get in the car and I was like, oh, I forgot something. I forgot something. So we came back up to the room. And when we came back up to the room, Andrew sat down all of our credentials and our parking passes.
Not good.
Classic. And then we left and we got in the car and we got all the way there, only then to realize we didn't have anything.
Yeah. Also, Sean's shoes, meanwhile, were breaking. Like,
oh my God.
The whole thing is walking the red carpet and her shoes weren't.
Like, yeah. So we were like taking photos and stuff in our hotel room and at the hotel before we left. And we tried to do this little video, the one that Andrew posted, where I like walk out onto the patio. And we tried it 4 times. And I had these like diamond straps around my
super swag
ankles.
Super swag.
And they kept snapping in half. Like literally snapping in half. And we were like, oh no.
Drama, am I right? Drama. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have a backup pair of shoes. I was like, what do we do? And our stylist was here and she's like, oh no. And she kept like having to like build them back together basically. And so we finally got it to stay. And we're like, oh my gosh, is this going to like snap on the red carpet? Am I going to be like carrying my shoes on the red carpet? Which would actually be comical and probably suit our personalities better than just trying to strut the red carpet. But it was drama.
So yeah, we didn't have a driver. We had to like meander our way to the back exit, which we didn't know was a back exit.
So the Uber driver, who didn't have the credentials because we forgot them in the room, dropped us off on the back end of everything.
Yeah.
And everybody there, it was so unorganized. Nobody knew what was going on. They're like,
it was an awesome event, but I don't even know if we were still invited, but yeah. The security was like, all right, you guys look like you're about to walk the red carpet.
Half the people in security were like, you're not supposed to be here. Where are your credentials?
We were like, and then, I know. We know that.
And then the other half of the people were like, no, they're talent. They're fine. Let them through. And again, it was just a humbling experience to be like, you are peasants. Get out of here. And I was like, okay.
I know.
And the whole time, Andrew and I are chuckling to ourselves. We're like, we obviously didn't win.
Yeah. So anyway, we like go to the start of the red carpet.
With our publicist, like our team.
No, we didn't have one. They got kicked out.
I gotta tell them the story.
Okay. Yeah.
So we like make it to the start of the carpet with our quote unquote team. And because of COVID protocols, her PCR test didn't upload the right way or something. So she was technically kicked out of the event. So then we didn't have anybody to walk the red carpet with, which was, it sounds weird, but like you're supposed to have a representative to like rep you on the carpet. I don't know.
It's a whole different world. I don't even know. There's a lot to explain. But they were like, all right, so this is a different red carpet than anything you've ever done. I'm like, I've not really done any, so I don't know what to compare it to.
And I'm here like, great. We don't have a representative for us, so how is this going to work?
So then they're like, there's like this fan walk, and they're going to cheer for you, and good luck. And then they throw you out there, and you're like, like in front of these people and cameras. And we're like, oh, okay, I guess this is it. And nobody knows who we are, but they start clapping, right? And then we did like a little spin, which I don't think the cameras caught that.
They didn't catch spin. It. They didn't catch the spin. You were pumped about it, though. They did catch the kiss.
I was pumped about the spin.
I was. It was really cute. And he kissed me. The whole crowd was like, woo!
And you were freaking nervous. Why? Sean was so nervous.
I was just nervous because, again, the whole judgment side of it. I just feel very insecure, and I don't like that. I don't like walking a red carpet and feeling not confident about myself. And that sounds silly, but it just is out of my element. I'm not that super girly, polished, put together, like, red carpet walker. I'm like the one that's like, I want to be awkward and weird, you know?
You did a good job.
All right, so our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately, we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology, and they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. It allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
With that.
I did.
Of being awkward.
I did.
Thank you.
To explain the red carpet situation, though, I feel like I want to go back to that to kind of give you guys an idea. So a red carpet, besides being a celebration of an event, it's basically the best way to promote anything that you have going on. So since Couple Things was actually nominated, we wanted to rock the red carpet with all of this publicity and all of these media outlets and actually promote our show because we're really, really proud of it. So the important part of having a representative is the representative goes from like media person to media person to media person all the way down, and they basically like give an elevator pitch of who we are and what we're promoting. And then that media source is like, oh yeah, we want to interview them. Or no, we'll pass. And when you don't have a media representative, you technically have to like go to each media source and be like, do you want to interview us? My name's Sean Johnson. I was an Olympic. It's like so uncomfortable. So we basically bypassed the whole carpet.
Yeah, it can be an uncomfortable situation, but everyone was like, pumped. They're like, Sean, you look great. And I was like, I know, she does, doesn't she? We got to do the glam bot, which was freaking sweet.
I'm obsessed with the glam bot, but we did butcher it a little bit. We probably should have done it again.
I know. You got like one take at this and we blew it.
They had us like do a dip and a kiss, and then after that we were supposed to like turn our heads so you could actually see who we are.
Didn't do it.
But we like lost the camera. So it's basically just us kissing and people are probably like, who is that random couple just kissing?
It was fun from a husband's perspective. Sean loves, anytime there's a red carpet, like going through the different outfits. And then for her to like be a part of that, you know, slate of outfits was cool. You did a good job. And you freaking, of all the people there, you had the best outfit.
I will say, I won't name names, but as a wife to this hunk of flesh, I was a little uncomfortable with some of the outfit choices that other women were wearing. And as a mom, I was like, excuse me, where is your mother?
Just because they're risque.
I think risque would be a conservative way to explain some of the outfits I saw.
Look, Hollywood could be a weird place. We talked about this when we did the Oscars event a couple years ago. But it's like, you know, it's a place for all these people who are so creative on like the farthest edge of creativity and like, I don't want to say normalcy, but like they are the people who excel in show business are different
for sure.
And then so it's kind of like, oh great, well if then everybody could fit in because they accept people who are different, but that's not necessarily the case. Like unless you're super different, it's just, I have a lot of thoughts around the whole Hollywood culture in general.
Yeah,
because I felt like an outcast and I was like, I'm just a guy. And I feel weird right now.
You know?
I'm just a dude who tried to show up. But we did the glam bot. Then we saw a couple friends. It was crazy. The whole time you got like,
we saw JoJo.
You got like Mindy Kaling. You got like The Rock. You got
Keenan
Allen. Ellen and Portia. We had
Loki.
Loki was there.
Shang-Chi.
Halle Berry. how do you say it? Halle Berry. And then like Cardi B, freaking Blake Shelton, all these
Christina
people.
Christina Aguilera.
And we're looking around like, why are we here again?
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll tell you about the actual experience in the show too, because that was fun. But
wait,
I do want
to talk about JoJo? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk about JoJo. Talk about
so that. We were walking the red carpet, and it's like you walk down, you turn a corner, and you walk back. And as we're like bypassing the whole red carpet, because we're like, we're not going to go sell our souls to whatever, we turn, and I was like, JoJo! No, you actually saw her first. JoJo, if you don't know, JoJo Siwa is one of our, like, close friends, dearest friends. We love her. We've known her. I've known her since she was 7 years old. And I just love her. I love her so much, like a sister. And she's, like, in the middle of an interview, and she was, like, getting excited, and she's trying to finish the interview. We went and saw her mom, said hi to her mom, and then I got to give her a big hug. And I was just like, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of everything that you're doing. I still think she should have won Dancing with the Stars. But it was really good to see her. Congratulations to her for winning a huge People's Choice Award.
Yeah.
I think it was Best Performance of the Year.
Best Reality Performance?
Or something? I don't know. Best something performance.
So we have a funny story, but first, I do want to tell you, of all the pictures, I don't know if you noticed this, Sean had all this jewelry on. I just had one thing.
That was
the Indro ring. But do you remember, babe, on our wedding day? I feel like I remember like it was yesterday. You were freaking as beautiful. You were more beautiful last night, but you were beautiful on the wedding day. I just remember being mesmerized.
Thank you, baby. You were very handsome as well.
Thank you. There's one thing I feel like I would have added if I had known they were around, and that would be these Enzo rings. Yeah. They're awesome because they're flexible and comfortable, and they make a great gift for anybody.
Yeah, I actually bought this big box a couple of years ago of Enzo rings that had like 40 of them in them. It's like a lifetime supply, and you can get them in every single color, every different whatever. But I wear them to work out. They actually have this new like Elements and handcrafted collection. They're infused with like real diamond, rose gold, platinum, and more. But they're not expensive. They're very affordable, and they are literally like a rubber material, so they don't scratch. Or like, I always take them off and wear them when I work out. But we do have a new code for you guys with Enzo rings if you want to use it.
That's right. The ring I'm wearing right now that was in all the pictures from last night is the Infinity ring.
Yeah.
In the obsidian color. Yeah. Anyway, trust us. Enzo rings make a great gift. And with the holidays coming up, Enzo is giving our listeners an extra 10% off your purchase if you use our link and code.
Just go to enzorings.com/EastFam to get the discount code and use the code EastFam in the kind of code box.
That's promo code EastFam at ensorings.com/EastFam.
If you know me, you know I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal. But now I've tried Magic Spoon, and Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love, but it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein, and Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/EastFam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EastFam at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/EastFam. And use our code EastFam to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah. Also, today's show is brought to you by 10,000, which is this shirt I'm wearing right now.
Okay.
I'm not going to take my shirt
off. Andrew always takes his sweatshirt off, and then he like basically takes it off both shirts, which is always like awkward.
Do you know what's almost as good as working out with Drew, though?
What?
it's the shorts and the shirt.
Yeah.
I feel like that I get to wear while I'm working out. The interval shorts are lightweight and extremely versatile and are great for every type of workout, even ones with your daughter. The versatile shirt, which is this guy right here by 10,000, is the perfect workout shirt because it's lightweight, breathable, and quick drying.
Plus, they look amazing. I think I've bought you like 5 different shirts and shorts, and they're all super high quality.
Thank you, babe.
I actually love that 10,000 gear is a great gift for any guy. So guys, check it out in the description below. 10,000, you can shop for all of your guys this year. The gear is highly customizable with inseams that kind of vary from 5 inches to 7, 9 in a variety of colors, and you can choose to add a built-in liner or undies.
That's right. And not only do they offer customization, they'll also ship it to you for free. And if you aren't satisfied, they'll even allow you to return it for free.
They are direct to consumer, which means that cuts out the middleman. And at the heart of 10,000 is the dedication to continuous improvement. Every day they're dedicated to becoming better than the day before.
I really like their logo. I'm trying to find it. There it is. It's this little tag, right? You can't see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, 10,000 is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc and enter code EASTFAM to receive 15% off your purchase.
That's 10,000.cc and enter code EASTFAM to receive 15% off your purchase.
That's 10,000.cc and enter code EASTFAM to receive 15% off your purchase.
Andrew and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm sure other parents can relate. It seems like we buy our kids clothes and they grow out of them instantly, which is why we are so glad we found the brand Posh Peanut. Listen closely, guys. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose, from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They have the cutest patterns too, from florals and Barbie to Disney and Hot Wheels. They have something for every kid that every kid will love. And they're truly made to last.
Jed asked to wear his Hot Wheels pajamas every night, and it's honestly adorable. It is adorable. The fabric is really soft and stretchy, which comes in handy when you're still changing diapers.
Oh, for sure. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes.
We also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift idea for any little one. For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EASTFAM. Go to poshpeanut.com/EASTFAM and use promo code EASTFAM for 20% off your first order.
That's poshpeanut.com/EASTFAM, promo code EASTFAM. I'm headed there right now.
Let's get back to it.
Also, let us tell you about Home Medics real quick. Can you believe that we have 2 kids? Under 3 years old?
No, it absolutely blows my mind.
I feel like there's so many things that we have to remember.
There's like feeding them, giving them baths, keeping Drew from climbing on everything. The list could literally go on. And not only that, but we also have to make sure that kids are healthy. And now that Drew is going to school, she's bringing home so many germs.
It amazes me how many germs that kids bring home. That's why we've checked out HomeMedics. We recently started using the Total Clean Air Purifier, and it's amazing. The Total Clean Air's filtration system and UVC light removes up to 99% of airborne allergens, including pollen, pet dander, smoke, and mold. We have it in our gym. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen it in some videos, and it just puts me at ease.
Yeah, the air filtration system and UVC light removes up to 99.9% of airborne allergens, including pollen, pet dander, smoke, and mold. Plus, HomeMedics has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, so their brand is one that you can actually rely on. If you guys want, join the millions of customers who trust the HomeMedics family to take care of theirs.
And I know you sleep better knowing that the kids are getting the best air quality.
Well, it actually started too. When Drew went to school, she started getting more and more colds, and she would come home and she'd be coughing at night. And Andrew and I literally woke up one day and we're like, we need a better air filter. Yeah. And we ended up buying this one.
So whether you're dealing with allergies or just looking to keep your family safe, we've got great news. Right now, if you go to homemedics.com/couplethings and use promo code couplethings, you'll receive a free replacement filter with the purchase of your air purifier up to a $99 value.
And make sure you add the replacement filter to your cart. Or else the promo code won't work. Again, that's a free replacement filter when you go to homeedics.com/couplethings and use the promo code couplethings.
And last one.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order, and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
Did you listen to the song that I got you, babe? The gift?
Yes, the Song Finch one.
Yes, it's so good. Honestly, mine is really good.
Yours is so much better than mine. This is actually a phenomenal gift for this holiday season. It's Song Finch, if you guys haven't heard about it.
So they make personalized radio quality songs full of details about your life, whatever you give them.
Yeah.
It's a quick turnaround. It takes like, I don't know, ours took like 4 days or something like that.
Yeah.
And I love the lyrics and I love the tune.
So you go on Songfinch and it asks you a ton of questions about like your favorite memories and experiences with like your spouse or whoever you're making the song for. And then you get to choose the genre of music. Do you want a female or a male singer? And they actually compose an entire song for you that you can gift to someone.
That's right. It's so simple that literally anybody can do it. To create your own custom song, just share a few details about your life, your relationship, or special memories. And a professional artist will turn it into a song that can be treasured, I feel like, forever.
The songs are $1.99 with code COUPLE. You can save another $20 this week only. That's $20 off the perfect gift. Just $1.79 for a gift they will treasure for literally ever. But hurry, you have to use code COUPLE for a $20 off gift this week only.
That's right. Visit songfinch.com. That's SONGFINCH.com and use code COUPLE for an additional $20 off. All right, Emily says she wants to do one of those for her kids. We'll link that down below for you. It's a blast. But yeah. Now on to the funny story. So we get off the carpet and we're hanging outside of this tent.
Oh my gosh.
And so,
yeah.
Again, we didn't have anybody there who was walking us through step to step.
And like, it was kind of unorganized. So there weren't like signs or anything going to where we needed to be. So we were standing at these tables. And these people kept coming up to us, offering us drinks and like food and appetizers.
And I was literally crushing. Yeah. I probably had 6 sandwiches because I was hungry. It's kind of stressful and you're like, you don't know what's going on. So yeah. I was just, you know, eating my emotions. I had, I think, like a margarita at one point. I had burgers, a lobster roll. It was fantastic.
Yes.
So we're just sitting there crushing food with this little group of people.
And then all of a sudden a lady comes over who's actually working there, the event, and she like recognizes us. And she's like, oh my gosh, you guys want to go do the portrait studio. I've been waiting for you guys to come by. And we're like, oh, where's the portrait studio? And she's like, oh, where's your rep? She was supposed to bring you here. And we're like, oh, she got kicked out of the event. And she's like, okay, that sucks. Okay, show me your tickets. And we're like, we don't have tickets. And she's like, what do you mean you don't have tickets?
We didn't have tickets.
We literally didn't have tickets. And you had to have tickets to get into the event. And she's like, how did you even get in here? And we were like, I don't know. They just let us through. And she goes, well, that's really concerning.
Yeah.
And so she ended up kind of almost being our rep for the rest of the night because we had no idea what was going on. And she also looked at Andrew, who's crushing these sandwiches. And Andrew's like, do you want some food? She goes, do you know you're eating the staffer's food right now? This is not for...
I didn't know what was going on.
This is not for talent at all.
Yeah, that was a bummer. So then we go in and begin our night. Oh, we did the photo booth first.
We did the photo booth, which was awesome. And Sean freaking
crushed it.
So did you. We have to get your picture.
I know. I don't know where it is, actually.
We just have to ask People's Choice. They'll send it.
So that was like in the colorful room. If Sean posted the most recent picture, mm-hmm. it's like the red and yellow background.
Wait till you see Andrew's. He looks hot.
Thank you. I haven't seen it, so we don't know. But we were there with like Ellen. Oh, the chick from White Lotus is like an HBO show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll tell you all about who we were sitting with, but like it was like all the, what is it, Outer Banks cast?
We sat with the Outer Banks cast, the...
Selling Sunset cast.
Housewives cast.
Was it Beverly Hills?
I don't know. I don't watch them.
We know friends that are diehard into like the Real Housewives franchise. Anyway, let us know if you are too.
But... And then there was the entire Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Like, oh my gosh, there were so every many people, one. Yes.
So Katie Thurston was there, Tayshia, Rachel, Sarah Hyland,
and Wells, yeah.
And Wells.
Joe the grocer guy?
Joe the grocer.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
And then you had like Charli D'Amelio and Addison Rae.
Mm-hmm.
And then some podcast people. So like the Chicks in the Office people and us. Conan O'Brien was not sitting in our section.
No, neither was Dax Shepard or Kristen Bell.
We were a little bummed about that.
So we sit through, the show starts, and from where they sat us, we were like up against like a wall, basically hidden, and we literally got seated in our seats, and we were like, we just started laughing. We're like, again, reiterating the fact that like, there is no way we won this award from like where we're sitting. Just all of these details. It was comical.
Yeah. It was also freezing cold. So we were in these bleachers, and they had this massive, it was literally like this open tube that was probably, I don't know, 2 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
Blowing air directly behind us.
And it was probably 50 degrees at the warmest.
So
we were literally like shivering the whole time.
We got up and walked around. And so we're kind of, I guess, in the backstage area of it. So yeah. We walked down there. And, like, we're walking past Christina Aguilera, Blake Shelton, her. It's, like, all these people. And you're, like, what is happening? This is so weird. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The Rock was down there. And Loki,
and as we're walking by, they're, like, can you please get out of the way? Yeah. Can you just move? And we're, like, yeah.
Yes, we can. We'll just stand here to the side.
Someone is asking, was the White Lotus girl Sydney Sweeney? Yes, it was Sydney Sweeney.
It took us a long time to
figure
out.
And we saw
out.
Chase Stokes and his Madeline? Girlfriend.
Madeline?
Is it Madeline? I don't know.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. There's lots of thoughts, and we want to answer your questions here. We'll get to that part. But you realize, oh, man, you're with a bunch of famous people. But, like, what does that actually even mean? Unless you're The Rock. I feel like that's the pinnacle of it. And you're only famous in little circles. It's like not everybody knows. I didn't know the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but there were some people freaking out, losing their minds, like in the fans.
I would say my perspective of the night was the way the whole event was set up is you had like a runway where like the main show people who were hosting were on and the awards were. And then on either sides were like grandstands of seats. And then right off the stage was like four... like actual booth seating couches,
which is where all like the hot shots were sitting, the award
and
winners.
My perspective of the entire show was there was an audience literally of just Joe Schmoes, which was us, and let me get there. And like Beverly Hills Housewives, like all the Bachelor and Bachelorette, that was literally the audience. And then the entire show was literally just the couches of people. So it was like Dwayne Johnson, Ellen and Portia, Chelsea Handler, the Kardashians, Loki, Shang-Chi, Scarlett Johansson. Those were the people sitting in those. And it was like, okay, I get it. Like, duh.
Yeah. It was surreal because literally they would just bring people up and sit down and you're like, oh, that's Scarlett Johansson but
they'd be there for 5 minutes. Like, let me get my award. Peace out. See you later. And it was like, I know. You get it.
My favorite part, though. Can I tell my favorite part?
Yeah.
The favorite person I saw. I thought this was legitimately a joke.
Andrew started laughing.
But they were like, and welcome, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos gave out the award to Dwayne Johnson for the People's Champion. But they literally said, and here to present the award to People's Champion is Jeff Bezos. And we both go,
And I thought it was I thought it was just like someone dressed up as Jeff Bezos. Anyway.
And he walked out and he gave like this whole speech.
Yeah. So I wanted to reiterate a line that The Rock shared, which was it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Mm-hmm. And that was a thought I had sitting there looking at all these people who have, you know, reached the pinnacle of success, mm-hmm. no matter how you define it. And it can be an effect of fame and whatever, like money or recognition, can be like loneliness and isolation. And I think that stems out of like pride.
Yeah.
And I had the thought, I was like, I'm so hopeful that all of these people here who influence culture in so many different ways can realize that it is most important to be respectful. And like, that's really how you impact people's lives, is by, you know, learning someone's name or doing even a tiny thoughtful thing. I feel like any experience I've had with quote unquote fame, it's like, it's such a great position to be in, because you can do something pretty small that has a large impact. It's like, if Sean just says, hey, it's so nice to meet you, and it's a fan of yours, like that is a moment that someone can remember forever. So yeah. I had the thought of, I hope that everybody there has that same mentality that The Rock does, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, with that closing thought, let's get some Q&A's going, shall we?
What questions do you have from last night about People's Choice?
All right, so we have...
I will say, little funny thing that happened. Andrew and I sat in our seats until the show was over. And by the time the show was over, we were like the only people sitting in the grandstand. But we were just clinging to hope that they might mention some Rinky Dink podcast and be like, winners of podcasts. Oh,
so yeah, we should say, so we never thought we were going to win, really.
I had a little hope.
But we were like, just in case, we should have an idea of what an acceptance speech should look like. So
the idea that we thought they would bring podcast winner up on stage.
Yeah. But we didn't know who won. Like, they don't tell you. So Darcy asked, did they continue the show after it stopped being televised on NBC? No.
They just released the winners on the internet.
And yeah, no, like, we didn't know the podcast winner until after the show when we just saw it on the internet. So there was no, I think the TV part was, you know, where they brought in the big names.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, Kim Kardashian, yada, yada.
Well, and they actually told all of the winners that they won weeks in advance, which I found out later.
You did?
They did? Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, because people were releasing pictures last night at home with like their trophies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny. Morgan. First of all, Morgan, you're supposed to be in a final. If I saw what you were texting.
Can you give your acceptance speech?
Yeah, actually, let's. You ready for the acceptance speech? Let's
sure.
practice it. All right. Wow. What an honor. Just in a world full of tens of thousands of podcasts, that anyone would take the time to listen to ours. We're so thankful and appreciative for your time. And then that's where you're supposed to come up. No, you're supposed to, we practiced it. Now it's your turn. Hey,
thank you so much for having us here. We're so honored.
Yeah. And also shout out to little Drew and Jet. We love you. We miss you and we're coming home soon.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like that would have been pretty good.
It was great.
Except for an awkward pause there.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's also be realistic that if the podcast for some reason was able to come up and give an acceptance speech, they would give you 5 seconds.
Also, there was a prompter saying, please wrap it up, for any acceptance speech that went long. Is pretty funny. Ours would have been immediate.
Please wrap it up.
Yeah.
It would just start there.
Anyway. Did your shoes last all night? Nicole
They
asked.
Did. They did. And they're actually pretty comfortable. So I don't have like bruised feet this morning.
Lindsay asked, what did y'all eat? So I crushed all the sandwiches before the show. And then it was it a 3-hour show?
2-hour show.
So that lasted me enough. And then there was this after party that we went to on this awesome rooftop at a hotel. Yeah. It was, first of all, the whole event was really well run. And the after party was the same deal. But there was definitely some things that could have improved.
Yeah, it was a great experience. But when you're trying to navigate that many people and COVID protocols and everything, it was chaotic.
So we went to this after party after the show. And again, you're just, you know, eating tacos next to the Outer Banks people or whoever else. So we had tacos there and a lot of tacos. Oh, and French fries. Tacos and fries.
Is all your, the only words you're saying right now is tacos.
I had a lot of tacos.
We stayed at the after party for maybe 20, 30 minutes and we were freezing and we were like, we're going to go order room service and go to bed.
Okay, so that's the thing too. Sorry, I'm just going on rants here.
Yeah.
One of Sean's favorite songs is by Ed Sheeran. It's called Beautiful People. We should link it here. And it's like, he talks about, you know, what do you do?
Give me
a, you say the lyrics. Sean says the lyrics.
Okay, I don't know. I can't like reiterate the lyrics, but it talks about beautiful people, how we all have this preconceived and societal standard of like, who's beautiful in the world? That's the Kim Kardashians, everything. And in this song, Ed Sheeran says, my goal in life is to make sure I never become a beautiful person because it's all like jaded and materialistic and you kind of lose sight of reality.
So I had the thought at the party where it's like, it's all these beautiful people, but it's not like a, I don't know if.
We're not sitting down and having philosophical conversations and like deep heart to heart.
There's not a lot of connection happening.
It's very materialistic.
All right, so everybody wants to know, Taylor's asking this and Natalie's asking this.
Did we meet the
Darcy,
Rock?
The favorite people we met.
We didn't really meet anybody.
But we were like, yeah, we didn't meet anybody. But who were we starstruck by?
Dwayne.
The Rock was definitely
big. Ellen time. And Portia.
That was pretty crazy to see. Like, Kim Kardashian being on stage was a weird moment because I was like, well, first of all, her glasses or whatever.
Her glasses were a stage.
And then her, actually, I'm really excited. Her did a performance. Is that how you... It's grammatically weird when her name is her.
Yeah. Did her.
And I actually think she's
amazingly talented. Yeah.
So that was kind of cool to see live. But Hayden wants to know, will we do it again? I think that's up to you guys.
We'll see.
By the way, we're doing a giveaway for, I linked the podcast in the description. We're doing a giveaway giving 5 people $500 for whoever clicks a link, subscribes, and leaves a comment and review. So that's all you got to do to enter that. So we'll be on the lookout for that. But I think if the show goes well next year, then we might be back.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's see. Emily loves her.
Were you, what was the one that I read? What moment did you laugh the hardest? I think it was definitely when Jeff Bezos came out. We were just like,
what is happening?
This is very, it just seems random.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Was Billie Eilish there? Billie was not there.
She's not.
Billie was not there. Sarah, if you're already subscribed to the show, you can leave a new review, I think is how it works.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Let's answer one more, shall we?
Yeah.
In the meantime, I do want to say, babe, I'm really proud of you. I know for females, for whatever reason, that can be like a red carpet, can be more stressful, more pressure, and bring out whatever insecurities. And I was really proud of you. We did a red carpet when we were just engaged versus now. I feel like I saw you mature and just freaking own your beauty.
Oh, so thank
that
you.
Was good to see.
Thank you.
I'm baby. Being serious.
That's very sweet. I definitely felt little insecurities pop up here and there on the carpet, but I was more comfortable on that one than I had ever been, which you'll never be comfortable on a carpet, but or I will never go.
Jay Snow and Lauren want to know, did you pump during the event?
So, I didn't pump at the event, but I pumped right before we left, and then we came home, and I pumped right then. But yeah, it's been going well. I got my milk stork box. It's actually propping up the phone right now. So, we're getting ready to travel back with it.
Should back some milk. Anyway, we're headed back to the babies here soon, but we wanted to give you guys a debrief of the night. We'll post the pictures and videos and anything we took. And then also be on the lookout for the vlog for next week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fun behind the scenes and getting ready and choosing outfits, etc.
Okay, last question I want to answer. A lot of people are asking about the giveaways this year. So because of babies, because of just life, things got really, really crazy. So we aren't doing the 25 days of giveaways, but we are committed to giving away $25,000 over the course of the month. So we already started by doing like diaper donations and donating to a bunch of charities. We'll try to like promote that more so we can show you exactly what we're donating to. And then a lot of it starting closer to Christmas will involve you guys as well.
Cool. And Rebecca wants to know, overall, did you have fun? We did. Honestly, you don't have to have a red carpet to have fun or do a new adventure. We just viewed it as a fun new experience that...
And a little parents getaway.
A little parents getaway. So yeah. It was, I feel like maybe once in a lifetime, maybe not. But thank you all for making that happen. And we look forward to next week's episode with you. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
And have a fantastic day. That's all we got. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We're the East Fam. Out.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.